Local government shapes our lives in significant ways. Elected leaders can change transportation plans, grow green space, and motivate economic development. And this year, WFYI brings you conversations with our local leaders in Central Indiana, asking them to share their perspectives on these goals and challenges. For this installment, reporter Taylor Bennett spoke with Whitestown Town Manager Dax Norton. Whitestown has held the title of the fastest-growing community in the state for the past 6 years, and Bennett asked Norton about Boone County's growth and manufacturing's place in that landscape.
We didn't want to be reliant on distribution. Distribution seems to be a little lower wage. Distribution companies seem to go away quicker. So we were really trying to attract some headquarters operations and some manufacturing. So you've got Weaver Popcorn. They're manufacturing some product there. You've got FCI, which is Furniture Concepts Incorporated, or Facility Concepts Incorporated. They're now moving into Whitestown. They're doing manufacturing there. You've got Elliott and Sons, I believe, which we'll build soon. They'll be doing manufacturing. TruFlex Steel is up there manufacturing. So that's coming. And so the diversity of the industrial is coming as well. It's not just relying on transportation logistics or what we call TDL.
And what about supporting that that employment growth? Are you pulling from the local area?
We are. I think we're starting to see wages coming into our area where we can start to pull from the local area. What's a lot of people don't know is we have a pretty high personal per capita income in Whitestown. It competes with Zionsville and Carmel and Fishers and Westfield. So most of our residents are working either east in Carmel or they're working at higher paying jobs in Indianapolis. And we're importing workers from Marion County, Montgomery County, Lebanon, Clinton County, maybe Western Hamilton, to do the lower paying jobs that have been there. Now that higher paying wages are coming in, I believe that some people are actually able to live and work close by in Whitestown. So that's another diversity issue that we're starting to see turn the corner.
And I think that's a good sign, too, when you can keep local jobs local, keep people employed that already live there. And the fact that new housing permits have been issued is a good sign that people want to stay there and build houses there or even just buy existing homes.
Yeah, where our housing is, it's unprecedented, I believe. Our population in 2010 was 2,800 at the census. We had a special census completed at the end of 2016, and that special census said 7,800. So that's a lot of growth in a six-year span. We think we're at about 9,000 now, just based on more single-family home permits being issued and developers building subdivisions, continuing to build subdivisions in the area.
Are you ever concerned that you won't be able to keep up?
We are. I think that's a concern that a lot of people don't pay attention to, is what's that stopping number? It's hard for municipal executives to think about, what is there a stop to growth? Is there a number that's too many? And so I think that we've talked about that. 20 to 25,000 in our footprint is probably getting to that point. So we are concerned about keeping up with growth. We've done a very good job so far, and especially with infrastructure. We've done a very good job keeping up with the infrastructure, keeping it ahead of the growth. But, yeah, you've got to be very cognizant of what's the final number and then how do you maintain after that. We don't want to have strip malls and then, strip-type neighborhoods and that be the only thing that you see in Whitestown. We want to preserve some of that rural. We want to preserve the old original historic sections of Whitestown we want to preserve. And then there's a lot of green space in our comp plan, probably more than what should be from an economics perspective, but we thought that was important to keep in there, retail as well.
Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Whitestown Town Manager Dax Norton in conversation with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.